It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning, this show may
include jocularity and knowledge.
Oh my gosh.
My goodness. That was I just took a mouthful of peanuts for lunch.
You're catching Gene and Mary at their very most mediocre.
Readiest. Woohoo. Hey, anyway, welcome everybody.
Welcome to the show. We're having fun over here, folks.
We kind of got caught ourselves off guard because we were just having a conversation off the air and just immediately thought, well, let's just do a show about this because we knew we were about ready to start talking. So here we are.
So I do have a word of the day for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle.
It's the most successful point or the culmination. It's also a high pointed piece of rock.
Okay.
Like in a mountaintop.
Yeah.
Which leads us to what we were talking about just randomly, Mount Rushmore.
Yes, Mount Rushmore.
Gene, you're from South Dakota originally, right?
Yes, I am.
So you would know quite a bit about Mount Rushmore.
Well, you know, I do. I would honestly say that I do have an above average knowledge of Mount Rushmore, even over other South Dakotians. And I'll tell you, because when I was in, I grew up right at the foot of Mount Rushmore, about 20 miles down the mountain.
Mm.
And when I was a kid in grade school, my dad was a teacher, and he used to take every summer, and we'd go out to the Black Hills, and he'd drive a tour bus. And if there was empty seats in the bus, I'd a lot of times get to ride along for the day. And so he'd always take the tourists on the ride and tell all about Mount Rushmore, you know, and the other places. Well, so fourth grade came along, and it was my first, Mount Rushmore was my very first ever written book report. And I went on to actually study history, a fan of studying the American history and the Constitution, a lot of knowledge about the presidents and stuff. And so I always considered myself kind of close to Mount Rushmore. And so I learned a lot about it. And so Mary and I were just talking about it, and she said, hey, well, let's just do a show. So that kind of brings everybody up to speed. Mount Rushmore, Black Hills of South Dakota.
I actually saw them in person once in my life, which I still don't understand how, unless I could be mistaken. But I have a childhood memory of going to my father's home in Wisconsin and then driving past Mount Rushmore. Hmm. But the more I think about it, that would have been way out of the way. And we didn't go to the Grand Canyon too. So I think that my childhood memory got muddled because I probably wanted to go to Mount Rushmore.
Maybe.
And instead, we drove by Stone Mountain in Georgia.
It could be. It could be. You know, and if you go back that far, you might be out of your conscious memory, but the subconscious memory might put a connection with the fact they were both carved or started by the same sculptor.
I did not know that.
I'll tell you, though, Stone Mountain was finished by a different sculptor because Goodson Borglum, who kind of got started on it, had trouble with the folks in Georgia and ended up leaving, but he is the guy that ended up going out there and carving the Mount Rushmore, carving out of the top of the mountain.
Now, did you explain what's the significance or the importance of Mount Rushmore?
Well, the idea was that they decided, it was, I think, in the late 20s it kind of came up is when they started talking about it, and about 20 years later they ended up deciding they were going to carve the four most famous presidents into the side of this mountain. Well, it took them a while to find the mountain first, but then they did in the Black Hills, and it was great granite. Well, Goodson Borglum started making the carving, and he got Mount George Washington done, who's like the one in the front kind of sticking out the most. And then they did the next one, which was Thomas Jefferson, and they're kind of going not really in an order, because they're not in chronological order. But what happened was, you see one of them, Teddy Roosevelt, is kind of stuck way in the very back.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Well, they had a really big trouble during the time when they were constructing that, because they kept trying to find good solid granite rock to carve.
Oh.
And so they already had these two statues already carved right there, and the other one's going right here, and there wasn't any good granite. So they just kept digging, And they finally found some back in there. But then the next one with Lincoln, you know, had better granite. It was out in the front.
Have you seen the carving of Crazy Horse?
I have. The last time I saw it in person, you could just make out the silhouette of Crazy Horse's face and his arm pointing across the prairie. I'll tell you what, though, being from the area and born there and really feeling a spiritual connection to the area, I was pleased to have someone bring me a chunk of granite that came from the construction of Crazy Horse.
Nice.
I've got this big chunk of granite I carry with
me. I have a rock from Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Well, but your rock might have something cool in it.
It could. It does look kind of like a closed geode.
Maybe.
Maybe one day you'll have to come back. We'll get some protective glasses on and a hammer and chisel and break it apart.
See what happens. Yeah, I don't
know. Today's not the day because after the break, we got things to do.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, anyway, so that was it. We were just talking about Mount Rushmore. Thought it was a fun thing. I had fond memories of it. I know that Mount Rushmore story. When I was a teenage kid growing up in Rapid City, in the summertime, it'd get really hot down in the prairie. And so we'd drive up into the hills where it was cool. And behind Mount Rushmore, just like around behind the mountain, down behind the faces, there's a big lake, a small lake called Horse Thief Lake. And the water doesn't get 40 degrees, maybe in the summer, in the hot of the summer.
Oh, wow.
But boy, we'd go up there and skip school and go up there and jump off the rocks and stuff, and it was pretty cool. Boy, that was some cold water.
I bet.
You know, and Keystone is a little town at the foot of the Mount Rushmore. My family had a taco house. We opened a fast food taco joint one year back about 1976, probably 77. I think it was 76 when they painted all the Ford Pintos and Mavericks and stuff all red, white, and blue.
Oh yeah, I remember that year.
The bicentennial.
Yeah.
Anyway, it kind of made me think of it when I was thinking about Mount Rushmore.
Well, I don't have a Mount Rushmore story, but I do have a North Carolina sliding rock story.
Well, sure, that's the same thing.
Close enough.
Yeah, there's sliding rocks all over Mount Rushmore at the bottom of the hill.
We took my stepson. He was 9 or 10, mm-hmm. maybe 11. He was not a pleasant young man at that point in time. But we had him for the summer, and we went from Atlanta, where we lived at the time, to North Carolina, where Curtis's sister lives, and decided that we would take Stuart, my stepson, to Sliding Rock. Well, we did, and for whatever reason, I was the only one who was willing to take the short hike up the mountain and slide down Sliding Rock.
Really?
Nobody else, either they left their swimsuit at home, or...
Well.
Somebody had a reason for it, and there were, you know, three other adults besides me. So Stuart and I went to Sliding Rock, and which is part of a national park, and I don't know. But it's a very smooth part of the mountain where the waterfall comes rushing down, just texture.
Right, texture.
Velocity.
Okay, the speed of the water.
Whatever. Anyway, the water has eroded the side of this rugged mountain down to a very smooth sliding board. And it's
cool.
I can't tell you how tall it is, but I'm sure it's like, I think Curtis said it was 20 feet. You know what? I have the internet. I'll find out.
Sure.
But my point is, I did this with this kid, and when we landed, we were sunk way down into the water at the bottom of the pool is very deep. And we went down, and Stuart came up gasping for air. And I said, "You want to go again?" Because I was having a grand time. I was an adrenaline junkie at that point. And he says, "No." It was too deep for him.
Well, I know back in the Black Hills, there were a lot of those swimming holes.
Oh, man.
One of them was a waterfall like that.
60 feet.
Wow. That's a big one.
Yeah. And that's what it looks like. If I can get it to pop up. But that was a fun way to spend time with my stepson.
Sure.
But see, it's just as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah. That's a long drop. I'm not sure I'm doing it.
Well, I'm not doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
But I did it back in the day. Looking glass waterfall, that's what they call it. In the Pisgah National Forest.
Hmm. cool
and
place.
Yeah, now they've made a little up through here. They've got a little walkway, and then you come and you just sit down on your butt and slide for 60 feet.
Very cool. Well, it looks like a good fishing hole too.
I don't know. I hope I wouldn't run into any fishing. What do you call them? Fishing lures. Hooks.
No, I used to fish a
lot.
I don't know if that's actually it,
because I don't remember those rocks there. But where we went, there was a big, gigantic pool. And there's one called Hooker Falls. But it was just so much fun. You just slide down that.
A sliding rock.
Well, I thought that's where I was.
No, you were at Looking Falls.
Let's try this right here. But, the waterfalls, yeah, that looks more like it because there's a big place we had to walk to get to it, to get to the rock. Yep, there's somebody actually doing it.
Now, see, that one I might slide on. That doesn't look like a drop. That looks more like a bouncing off the top of the rocks on the way down the hill.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Well, you don't start sliding there. You start, see, there's the little walkway.
Wow.
And, I guess that is it. I thought it was a deeper slide than that.
I don't know.
Okay, it's 60 feet long. Not how high is it? I think I did type in how long.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah. That was a hard part with that kid was standing there waiting and waiting and waiting. And it's free. There's no charge to it.
Wow. Well, it looks like it might be kind of fun.
It is.
It's like a real-life natural water park slide.
Yeah, it is like a water park.
Huh.
So, how are we doing on time today?
Well, we're pretty good. I mean, we're pretty close. But
we got a couple minutes?
We got a couple minutes. And I was sitting here looking at the pictures of that water slide we're looking at. And that reminds me of where I grew up in Rapid City at the foot of Mount Rushmore. There is this city park that has a lake that has a dam that makes Canyon Lake. And it has a big spillway like that.
Uh-huh.
And when they're running water over the spillway, we used to go out and slide down it. I don't think we were supposed to. I don't remember. I never did anything I wasn't supposed to when I was a teenager.
I didn't either. I waited till I got teenagers of my own to start misbehaving. Do we have time to talk about some of the Rushmore facts?
Well, sure. I'll tell you that George Washington's pupil of his eye is 60 foot tall.
Whoa.
Just a pupil. Yeah.
About 3 million people visit there every year, or they used to every year.
Mm-hmm. Chipmunks. Tons of chipmunks.
Chipmunks, really?
Little chipmunks everywhere. Mount Rushmore is also highlighted in one of my favorite Alfred Hitchcock movies. The big chase scene and the culmination is in North by Northwest.
Uh-huh.
Ends at Mount Rushmore.
You mentioned the four presidents that were chosen. This tells you why.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington, because he was our nation's founding father.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson, because he was chosen to represent expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Because he signed the Louisiana Purchase. And he also authored the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Roosevelt was chosen because he represented conservation and the industrial blossoming of the nation. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was chosen because he led the country through the Civil War and believed in preserving the nation at any cost. I wonder if they would ever add to this. There's room on the mountain.
Well, there are people been asking about getting added.
Yeah, I bet.
A long time, but, I don't know. And then there's also people that want to just get rid of it, so... At this point, it's a valuable piece of American history knowledge.
And you can't erase history just by saying, I don't believe it,
mm-mm,
or I don't like it. History is important to keep. The mountain that he chose to carve this on was known to the Lakota Indian tribe, Native Americans, the Lakota people,
mm-hmm,
pardon me, as six grandfathers. It's also been called Cougar Mountain, Sugarloaf Mountain, Slaughterhouse Mountain, and Keystone Cliffs, but most people know it as Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles E. Rushmore was a New York lawyer surveying gold claims in the area, and he asked his guide, what's the name of that mountain? And so the guy, his guide, told him it never had one until now. We'll just call the damn thing Rushmore. It's funny how name. We talked about that recently, mm-hmm. or fairly recently, about how
they have native
natural things become named. Uh-huh. They started it in 1927 and finished carving in 1941. So that's I'm doing math in 34 years. No. 24 years. 24 years. It took over 400 men to do it. No one died during construction, which I think is interesting that they put that as a fact, mm-hmm. because
it was an olden days big construction project.
That was and olden that deaths on construction sites were common. Mm-hmm. And we're out of time.
All right. Well, the one thing that's important fact is that Goetzen Borglum, who designed it and started it, he never finished it. Actually, it became an intergenerational project.
Really?
That his son, Lincoln Borglum, actually is the one who finished it.
That's really cool.
Which I'll say also is what's happened with Crazy Horse, is it was a family thing.
Yeah. I've seen that. That's what got me interested in the Crazy Horse, was the family generations were trying to finish Grandpa's job.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it is almost time for us to...
It is. It looks like we're done here. Look, we're out of time. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks so much for taking a break with Gene and Mary. Please join us every weekday at noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Check us out at beunique.org and check out all our shows. A lot of cool shows to take a look at.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.